Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Sheriff's deputies were called out to Redway yesterday morning on a report of a shooting on Redwood Drive. When they arrived on scene, they contacted the victim, 46-year-old transient Daniel Mashburn, who reported he had gotten into a confrontation with another man, who then shot him twice. Mashburn said he had been walking along Redwood Drive with his girlfriend when he got into an argument with 53-year-old North Carolina resident Jack Belk. The argument escalated, and Mashburn said Belk pulled out a handgun and shot him. Deputies quickly located both Belk and the firearm, and Belk was arrested and booked into county jail on an attempted murder charge with a bail of $500,000. On Monday, sheriff's deputies were dispatched to Mad River Hospital for a reported self-inflicted gunshot wound. Deputies interviewed the victim, whose name is being withheld, and he told them he and a friend had been bear hunting near Bald Hills Road and that he had accidentally shot himself with his shotgun. However, the story soon changed, and the victim recanted his tale and told deputies that he had been working at a marijuana grow site, and after being absent for several days, he was confronted by several people and then shot when he returned. Investigators went to the scene yesterday and found evidence of a marijuana grow, along with evidence supporting some of the victim's statements. Several people in the area were interviewed, although no one has been arrested, and the investigation continues. Anyone with information about the grow or the alleged shooting is asked to contact the sheriff's office. In November of last year, the Eureka City Council voted to impose a moratorium in the processing of applications for medical marijuana dispensaries within city limits. In December, that moratorium was extended, and if the council approves the latest staff recommendations, that moratorium will continue for another year. The council will take up the issue at its next meeting, and it's expected they will approve the continued moratorium as staff continues to analyze the legal ramifications the city may face by approving medical cannabis dispensaries. And at tonight's meeting, the Arcata City Council is expected to endorse a measure on the November ballot that will impose steep penalties on residences which use extraordinary amounts of electricity. The tax is targeted at marijuana grow houses and would kick in when a residence uses more than 600% of a baseline usage of a normal residence, estimated to be more than 630 houses within the city. Mayor Michael Winkler told the Arcata Eye that, "My goal is to get them to leave Arcata," pointing out that the grow houses abuse PG&E's care program, which offers lower utility rates for low-income customers. If passed, the tax could generate hundreds of thousands of dollars for the city each year. And Humboldt Bay firefighters responded to a call of a reported structure fire in a garage at a residence in the 800 block of F Street yesterday morning. Fire crews found heavy smoke coming from the garage behind what appeared to be a vacant Victorian home. One crew searched the residence and found it unoccupied, while another crew extinguished the fire, which caused an estimated $25,000 in damage. The cause of the fire is still under investigation, and anyone with information is asked to contact Humboldt Bay Fire. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical... Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Having been sworn in as Chief of Police for the Eureka Police Department, Merle Harpum has set several goals, including ensuring officers in leadership roles are properly trained and ensuring that the department is staffed as well as it can be. One other concern in this era of realignment is officer morale.
A good part of the community is upset by what they're seeing. I mean, they read the papers, too. They see how busy we are and what we're involved in. And I do evaluations with every officer. I make sure I talk to them during their evaluations because I give them a little pep talk about it gets discouraging. You know, they arrest somebody like, you know, I think I told you last time we'd arrested this woman. And an hour later, we arrested her again. And she was out another hour later. And do not worry about what the rest of the justice system is doing, because it's broke. We're overloading it. We're doing our job. But just be able to go home knowing that you've done your job and don't worry about what the rest of the justice system is going, because it can get frustrating and can get depressing.
with the state's decision to push more and more of the burden of parole and probation onto the counties and the federal order to lower the state prison population, local officials are feeling the burden.
You know, probation is doing a real good job, the best job they can under the circumstances, but it's a statewide issue. It seems to you, in talking to other chiefs, they're all having the same issues. The city council and city manager went to the League of California meeting, and they heard the same thing from other cities, that they're all experiencing this same problems.
Chief Harpham has served with the department for more than 5 decades. And that's the news on this Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.